£1 is how much I just paid for this 26-bedroomed hotel. Watch this video and I'm gonna reveal exactly how. I just bought a hotel in Cambridge, and in this video I'm gonna be giving you a full tour. I'm gonna talk to you about how much I paid for it, and also expected revenue from this hotel is around £1 million a year. So I'm gonna talk to you about how I'm gonna run it, how I'm gonna systemize it, how I negotiated it, and ultimately how you can do the same thing too. The location is really good. I mean, Cambridge is one of the most popular areas for tourism, students, relocators. So it's quite good for hotels and also for serviced accommodation. I mean, previously, this was ran as a hotel right up until when we agreed to buy it. We weren't making much money, but when you see the state of the bedrooms, you'll suddenly see why it wasn't very profitable. The floor plans as well, so this is all ground floor. At the moment there's 26 bedrooms, but some of the rooms are a little bit small, so we're planning to run this as a 24 bedroomed hotel, and that doesn't include all the function rooms. There's a library, so there's a lot to it, and there's different ways that we could run it. So this is it. As you can see, pretty shabby, but this is the thing. When you're looking at a property as an investment, the things you can't really change our size and location. The rooms are big, mostly. They've got en suites, and the structure is good. It's just cosmetics. We just need to be stripping down the wallpaper, getting new carpets, and also furnishing the property. I can't believe that it was rented out on beds like this. And that's why previously they were only getting about £50 a night. Even though you're in Cambridge and you've got a big room, you've got an en suite, but I'm pretty confident because I have got serviced accommodation units in this area that I'll be able to fetch around about £120 a night per room once it's been refurbished. I only just got the keys recently, so this is all new, but you can kind of see the standard really of how it was running. This room, if we fix this room up alone and put this room on booking.com, Airbnb, we'll then get feedback from the guests and we'll be able to see what do they like best. Did they like the color? Who is our market? Who is our demographic? So if we do 5 or 6 rooms, get a feel for the clientele, then when we go and do the other batch of rooms, we'll probably have learned from the experience of just doing 5, and we'll go in with a slightly different strategy, and we'll get better and better, rather than just spending £100,000, woof, doing the whole property at once. It actually took me 1.5 years back and forth in of negotiations to get the keys to this property. We're gonna run it as serviced accommodation. So that's effectively a hotel without staff. I've got so many serviced accommodation properties and serviced accommodation units, and the guests that stay in the property, they have a virtual check-in. All the contracts are done through DocuSign. So when they get there, they don't need to see anybody. They can let themselves in with key safes. It's all systemized, it's all automated. They pay before they arrive. The way we are now in 2024, there's no reason for a hotel to have staff. This is like a small conference room. I'm actually going to use this room even for my own events. So when I'm running small intimate training programs for some of my property investment academy students, I'm planning on using this room myself. A nice little conference room, get some bean bags. It's not in bad condition. It's even got a whiteboard ready for me as well. Just needs a little bit of TLC and a little bit of a lift. But the good thing is you've got 30-minute fire doors already on. You've got all the fire escapes, the emergency lighting, even key safes outside. It's almost a turnkey hotel, not quite. The reason I'm pretty confident that I'll be able to get close to £1 million a year in revenue from bookings, if we work on the basis 24 rooms, £120 a night, which again is very, very realistic, but that's £2,880. Times that by 365, and that gives you over £1 million. That doesn't include renting out all the function rooms, the office space. That doesn't include the planning permission at the back of the grounds. So I think £1 million a year is reasonably achievable, but even if it's £750,000 a year, I'll take that. The interesting thing is, this was previously ran as a rent-to-rent. Premier Inn don't own 95% of their hotels. What they do is they'll lease a building like this, and then they'll run it as a Premier Inn hotel. So they'll pay a flat monthly guaranteed rent of 10, 20, 30 grand a month, and then they'll run it and they'll make 50 grand a month profit. That's how this was ran. So the owners of this property are based in Hong Kong. So they were renting it out to a company on a company let that were effectively doing a rent to rent on it. So when it came to an end, I came in, took over the lease with an option to buy. So I paid £1 and that locked in my option. So if you go on the title deeds, you'll see that right now the owners are the Hong Kong owners. But then you'll see a restriction and a notice on the title deeds that says that I have the option to buy it anytime within the next 10 years. And I have full control over the hotel and I'm paying a monthly rent. That's how it's structured. All of this land is included as well in the purchase. There's a massive shortage of houses, even in Cambridge. So potentially we could build more houses here. But the thing is, focus is really important. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates were both asked the same question, which is, what's the key to your success in business? And they both said the one word, which is focus. And once the hotel's all up and running, then we can start thinking about, okay, what are we gonna do with some of this land? Which again, we have control over the whole building, right from the gate to the very back of the grounds. So that's the main hotel part. This is also, it's classed as C1. C1 is a hotel or a guest house. C2 is a care home. C3 is just a residential house, which means that if they do change the rules on serviced accommodation or anything like that, I'm all good because I've already got the right planning permission. So that's the hotel. But on top of that is this little detached house right here. There's outbuildings, there's a lot of land. Just buying this house alone, it's gotta be worth maybe £250,000-£300,000 just for the house. And if you were renting a house like this, you're probably gonna pay, I don't know, maybe £1,500 a month. It's just a little bit of a shell really, but it's good structure. I mean, it's probably gonna need maybe 10, 15 grand to do the house. In total, the house has got 4 bedrooms, big bathroom. But yeah, this is gonna be probably the last thing that I do. I'll probably sort the house out last. So how have I structured the finance and how did I negotiate the deal and what are the exact figures? If I get £120 a night, we know that that's going to be around about £1 million a year. £1 million a year divided by 12 is 83,000. So how much am I paying the Hong Kong investors whilst they wait for their money? 20 grand, 40 grand, 50 grand? I'm giving them £6,500. I'm going to put my time and energy into running this as a successful hotel and make anything above £6,500, I'm going to be making as my profit. And then I'm going to be putting that profit aside and using that to pay for the building when I come to pay for it. And I've agreed to buy everything, the grounds, all of the land, the house, the hotel, for £2 million. I've got 10 years to buy it. How did I manage to get such a low price? Because this is a commercial property, and commercial properties are valued based on their rent. Because the rent on this has been so low, because it's so shabby, that's why the value is quite low. They don't even want the money now anyway, because even though they're sick of the property and they don't want anything to do with it, because they're based in Hong Kong, if they sold it now, they'd get blasted on the exchange rate. So it suits them to sell it later. Even if I'm only making half of my projections, that leaves me with 417. Let's say only half of that is profit. If I'm only making about 217 grand a year profit, which to be honest, I'd be very sad about that. Well, if I save that up for 10 years, that's over 2 million. So now I'm gonna use all of the income that I've made from the building to buy it. I've got quite a few hotels that I've bought recently, but with this one, I thought I can't not show it. The way I've structured it, well, I'm literally only putting down £1 of my own money. Anyone can do this. I didn't go to university. I'm not super smart, but I've got the knowledge in how to put forward a good offer, how to negotiate. These strategies really do work. So I wanted to do this video to show the process, to show how it works. If you've got questions for me, drop it in the comment box below and I'll try and answer your questions. Thanks for watching. Like the video if you enjoyed it, and I'm rooting for you in your success too.